Good evening, everyone, and welcome to tonight's Success Team Leadership Call. It is Thursday, March 5th, 2020. My name is Jim Tanner, dialing in from my home in Boston, Massachusetts, where I am so excited to be with you. Hey, here as we kick off the call this evening, we've got a lot of questions about this, so let me just start right here for everybody listening. Obviously, it's national and it was international news over the last 48 hours. The incredible devastation of the tornadoes that touched down in Nashville and Putnam County in Middle Tennessee, and as many of you know, that included Cookeville, Tennessee, where Mark and Jennifer Riches and our Success Team office are located. So I want to let everybody know that the ranch, the Riches Ranch, the office is safe. All of the members of the family are safe. Many of you who are connected with Mark Riches on Facebook, you saw some of the devastation as the Riches family has been pitching in the neighborhood and helping folks to clean up and recover from this incredibly devastating storm. And our thoughts and prayers are, of course, with the people of Tennessee, and we want to send our thoughts to all of you. Mr. Riches, who I spoke with today, other than being a little sore from helping out a lot, and he had just traveled back from Salt Lake City, but he is fine and everybody's safe, and we're grateful for that, and all of the folks there at the office that you normally interact with are safe and accounted for, and we appreciate everybody's thoughts and inquiry. As we kick off the call here this evening, I do want to congratulate everybody on an incredible month of February, and we just had a phenomenal month, and just in every metric that you could look at, whether it's groups opened, employees added to groups, recruiting, new guest accounts, people looking at our opportunity for the first time, and I'm not going in any particular order, so that just sounds random, and I kind of lost my train of thought. But I just want you to know, it was good. Things were so good. So as we are finishing up here, March is the completion of the first quarter. So this will be the last month of the first quarter. And we have a new bonus program, and I'll talk about that in a second. And I want to make sure everybody knows about this. It's your chance to win $5,000 from Legal Shield. Pretty cool. Legal Shield's giving away $20,000 for $5,000 prizes. I want the folks on this call, four of you anyway, to pick those $5,000 checks up from Legal Shield, because it's a lot of fun when Legal Shield drops money in your bank account, especially when it's for an incentive program. So we'll get back to that in a second. But I just wanted to, again, congratulate everybody on a great month. Remind you that this is the month of March. As we complete the month of March, we'll finish up the quarter, and we'll be heading to Dallas for our international convention in Dallas, Texas, and that's coming up right at the beginning of April. And if you are looking for discounted tickets before you pay full price, which would still be a great deal, Brian Carruthers, Darnell Self, Dr. Eric Thomas, Jeff Bell, and on and on, so many, Don Thompson, I mean, it's just going to be so many incredible speakers and trainers. The training that's going to be coming out of this event, many of you are new, and you've probably been to conventions where it seems more like a party or an entertainment event than training. Well, I've never said it wasn't entertainment. I've always had fun at our conventions. They are packed with incredible, important training from the top producers in the field. Everywhere. They all come together. It's going to be a great event. So before you pay full price for a ticket, just go into your back office, click on the calendar icon in your toolbar, and scroll down and just click register, and you'll see how to contact our office. We are matching people up with anybody that has any discounted tickets remaining. So there's always going to be a few people that have an extra ticket. Maybe a spouse can't come. Maybe something has come up and they're not going to be able to use a ticket. Maybe they bought tickets in anticipation of needing more and they ended up with more than they needed. Maybe they were just doing it out of the kindness of their heart because they've been around a long time and they know that this is what happens in the last 30 days. I am personally out of tickets, but we will match you up with somebody that has discounted tickets until they're gone. So I know there's still a few floating around out there. We'll match you up. Also, you can go on our Facebook group. If you want to split an Airbnb, or you want to bunk with people, or arrange rides so that you can split rides and have fun. I mean, half of the fun of this is getting to the event. I have so many stories from traveling to and back from our conventions where you just build camaraderie. I have friendships that will last a lifetime. People that I've traveled with or stayed with at these events. So enjoy that part of the process too, and just go on our Facebook group and say, hey, I'd love to get involved. If anybody rented a full house and there's an extra bedroom, I'm looking for a room or whatever. Because there's a lot of folks that rented full-size houses. Okay, let's talk about that $5,000 that Legal Shield announced. And here's exactly how you can have your name pulled from the drawing. This promotion if you go into LS Engage, you'll see a banner right across the front page. The PC Pro Challenge, which runs from March 1st through the 31st. And all you have to do to qualify is to write $120 in premium, which is just a few memberships. And I'm going to do a training for you this evening, which will help you to understand how you can start writing more memberships right away. So $120 in premium and recruit one associate onto your team. And you are qualified, because that will qualify you for the PC Pro Challenge, and that will put your name in the drawing for $5,000. Legal Shield is going to draw four names, $5,000 each, $20,000 in incentive dollars that they're going to pull out just from this one promotion. But if you want your name in there three times, just do it by the 12th of March. So you have until the 12th of March to complete the PC Pro Challenge to get triple the chances to win. What does that mean? It means don't wait. Don't wait till the 15th or the 20th to get serious about it. Get serious about it right now. Get your name in there. And listen, in the time I've been here, friends of mine, I've never personally had my name pulled out. I've had a lot of great experiences, and I've got a lot of great deposits from Legal Shield and a lot of great trips. But as far as the hoppers, I have never personally had my name pulled. However, I would never say, well, that, you know, what's the odds? Because I have had so many friends win trips. I had a friend win a car, a Ford Mustang, name pulled out of one of these hoppers. A trip to Cancun, Moon Palace Cancun, name pulled out of the hopper. Friend of mine won a trip, all expenses paid, to Leaders at All Levels in Salt Lake City. Round trip airfare for two, his hotel, his tickets to the event, his name was pulled out of the hopper. I mean, it's just so many of my friends have won these things. My friend won, another one of my friends in Colorado won the trip to Disney World, pulled his name out, trip for two to Disney World, upgraded accommodations, which I can't even imagine because my room was beautiful as a five diamond resort, but his room was even better. And I mean, just I could go on and on. People win these things is my point, and it's so much fun. And I tell you what, one of you listening to this could win $5,000. I just want you to imagine if it was you, but actually it's four of you listening to this. Let's capture all four of those prizes right here in the success team. What do you say, gang? Let's do that. All right. I'm going to come back and I'm going to do a training for you. We're going to do a segment right now that we talked about last week called our Member Perks Minute. We're asking associates in our team to help us profile, talk about all the different ways they're saving real dollars with their Member Perks program, because we're not talking about Member Perks enough in the field. So I want to inspire you. Before I go to our testimonial this week, though, I want to invite each and every one of you, just email me or email the office, but you can send me an email, jim@jimtanner.net. Let me know if you are willing to help us by sharing your testimonial about how you're saving money each and every week and month with your Member Perks program. We heard from Mark Riches last week, the hundreds of dollars he saves, always with his, just from the AT&T discount. We heard Adam Thompson talk about the money he saved at Advanced Auto. We want to hear your stories. We want to share your stories with all of the associates in the field so that we can encourage each and every one of you in the field to also do the same thing. Save money with Member Perks and tell those stories when you're marketing memberships. Okay, let's step out of here. We're going to go to the state of Colorado to hear from two very good friends of mine. I'm going to let them introduce themselves. And when I come back, we're going to get right into our training. So I have a notepad and paper ready. And as soon as they're done, we're going to come back together, and it will be time for training as well. Here is our Member Perks Minute.
Hello, everyone. And thank you so much, Jim, for allowing us to share a little bit of how we use our Legal Shield app and our members' perks. I'm Sonora, and my husband, Terry Dantzler, and I, we utilize our Legal Shield app and the perks all the time, especially me. So why would you not use it? Well, we feel we almost use it daily, even though we kind of think about it more so on different things that we can save on. But we've only had our plan for about a year and a half, and we've saved literally thousands, and we're still continue to save all the time. So what have we used it on so far to save so much money, you ask? Well, let me tell you. So on hotels alone, we've saved over like $637. Car rentals, about $1,100. Office Depot, over $500. We do flowers because we've had some death in the family. And then Mother's Day from last year, the 800 flowers, about $212 there. Adidas, because we've got kids who are athletes. And then some local discounts, we've saved about $65 there. So did you know that if you use your app on your phone, wherever you are, it doesn't even matter for the local discounts, it will tell you based on your location all the things that are in the area where you can get local discounts at. So that's actually phenomenal, because when we were in Salt Lake in Utah City, we went to a couple of restaurants there, and I was actually able to look it up and see that we got additional discounts there. So, you know, to my surprise, I was like, whoa, this is so awesome. So we really, really, really love our members' discounts. Why not save on things that you already use? Why not do that? We know that as being new business owners, having children, especially those teenagers, every little bit totally makes a difference. So, you know, we love our members' perks, and believe it or not, it's like it's an extra perk that you get just for being a Legal Shield membership. So that's a huge, huge win. So who does not like saving? That's what I say. I know that we love to save, and every little bit counts. So, again, I just wanted to share that information with all of you guys. And I'll turn it back over to you, Jim. And again, thanks a lot for having us to come on this evening. And you guys have a great day.
Okay, so as we're going into the training, let me just talk about this for a second. I just want to make sure that everybody's got a pen and paper out. I've got the training I want to deliver to you this evening is really based on a lot of conversations I've had specifically over the last couple of weeks. It seems like over the last couple of weeks, I've had more folks just say, you know what, I see it, I understand it, I get it, I see the potential of the business, I understand how lucrative it is, I see other people getting their $50,000 ring, $100,000 ring, you know, Michael Dorsey got his $800,000 ring. Mark Riches is about to get his $800,000 ring. This is in a year. So people are seeing it. And sometimes in seeing it, they get so frustrated because they can see it. So now they're here. They're in the place where the potential is there. And they just say to themselves, and they say to me, they come to me, and this is really what I wanted to say. They say, something is not clicking. I am missing something. And so I put this training together for all of us this evening, because I've been there, okay? I've been there. I'll talk about me in a second, but what I wanted to talk about this evening was instead of pursuing, when you're building a team, there's you know, Mark Rich has always taught me, professionals sort and amateurs convince. And I totally believe that, and believe me, I was an amateur long enough to know what it feels like to be an amateur, and I'm a professional now. I know what it feels like to be a professional. But there's another way to look at that, and here's something I say: amateurs pursue, and professionals attract. And when it comes to recruiting, I just thought I would spend some time with you this evening, explaining how to be magnetic in building a Legal Shield business. And you know, you can be magnetic, and I'm talking about attracting new business to you. So you can be magnetic in attracting customers for the membership. Small business customers, group accounts, you can be magnetic. And I know people think, well, you know, I know that on a call like this, where there's just people from all different walks of life, all different age groups, all different states and different countries, and single people and married people, and folks in college and folks in high school, or that, you know, not in high school, but didn't go to college, you know what I mean? I mean, there's people from every walk of life. And so sometimes I wonder, when I talk the way I talk, what do they think? They think, probably some people roll their eyes and go, Oh, here you go. Now he's talking about being magnetic, attracting people, or attraction. And it probably sounds, in our house, we call it hippy dippy, because my wife and I, we know that we sound like that sometimes. And Dr. Danielle Russo, who I wish we had an opportunity this evening, but we're so busy right now, she couldn't be here with me on this call. But we talked about this today in preparation. Because the universe really is looking for congruency. It's looking to give you what you absolutely must have and what you desire and what you are in alignment with. And so you can call attraction whatever you want to call it, but I'm telling you, it's like a magnet, like pulls people towards you. And sometimes you're like, oh, I just got lucky. And sometimes we say, you know, busy people get lucky. But it's not that either. It's that when you are congruent, when your activities match what you want, when you say you want something and then you go and do the things that lead to that thing, you're attracting people to you. I'm going to talk about that, okay? But remember, it's Thursday night. This is the leadership call. So we're going to talk about, first, we're going to talk about this. Why build a team? Because there's some of you, we're growing so fast that I know that there's people brand new right now, and you just dialed into this. You don't know what a leadership call is. You're brand new, whatever. And so let me just say this so you know what call you're on. On Thursday evenings, we talk about how to build an international team. Because in Legal Shield, you can build your own team. You can build your own sales force. You can tell other people about the opportunity that somebody told you about. And when they produce new business, you earn an override. It's called an override. Basically, you earn a percentage, a commission, on the sales made by your sales team. So why build a team? Because some of you came here to sell the product. Awesome. I'm glad you're here to sell the product. We all sell the product. Selling memberships, though, just understand this. Selling memberships allows you to acquire customers via addition, right? That's how I got started in the business. I sit down with somebody, I do a presentation, they see the value of the membership, they sign up for it, I've got a customer. I go and do that again, and they sign up, I go from one customer to two, and from two to three, and from three to four, and that's addition. That's how you build your business when you are marketing memberships, when you're doing presentations, and that's what we do. But building, that's selling memberships, that's addition. That's how you acquire customers by addition. But if you build a sales team of your own, which is not nearly, for some people when they hear that phrase, build a sales team, it just shuts them down. It just conjures these images of how complex and complicated that has to be. Just trust me for a minute. But understand this, selling memberships, that you acquire customers through addition. Building a team, you acquire customers via multiplication. Now, when I heard that, I was like, oh, that's interesting, because I was acquiring customers through addition. And over the last 16 years, just so you know, I've averaged about 5 memberships sold per month. I went back and did some math for tonight's call. That means that in 16 years, I've marketed less than 1,000 memberships personally. That's customers that I've personally acquired, just under 1,000. And I got paid an advance commission on each of those customers. And for everyone that remained after the first 12 months, I earned residuals. And in fact, some of those customers are still on the books right now, and I'm earning residuals. 16 years later, by the way, my first customer is still on the books. She loves her membership. Good friend of my mom's. I had told my mom about the membership before I was involved in the business, so she already had a membership. So my mom would have been the easy first sale, but she wasn't. She already had a membership, so I couldn't sign her up. But she had a friend come over to her house so I could do a presentation to practice. And she signed up. And again, 16 years. February was 16 years. So 16 years later, 16 years and 1 month. As a matter of fact, now that we're in March, she still has her membership. Would never be without her membership. But I decided to build a team to multiply my efforts, to add more customers to my book of business. And because of that team, listen to this, because I just said, I've been able to market a little less than 1,000 memberships total by myself in 16 years. And by the way, that's just me. I mean, there's people that market 1,000 memberships a year, right? I mean, there's people that are big producers. But that wasn't my situation. But I decided to build a team to multiply my efforts, to add more customers to my book of business. And because of that, because of the team that we have here, the team that that starts with me and goes on, and many of you listening are on that team, listen to this. Because of that team, tens of thousands of people have been added to my book of business. And the results have made me a millionaire club member. And when I got started as a Legal Shield associate, I was delivering furniture. I wasn't the CEO of some big company. I didn't come from Fortune 500, you know, corporate America. I didn't understand leverage. I didn't understand any of these things. I didn't know how to build a team or lead a team or any of that. And I didn't need to know how to do any of that. Because Legal Shield will build the person and let the person build the business. And so I was able to use multiplication to grow. And we continue to grow through multiplication. We continue to have exponential growth of the membership base. You know, there are days that hundreds of people become Legal Shield members because of my team. And you may not be able to picture that right now. You may not be able to picture what that looks like in daily deposits. Maybe you can dream about it, but it's hard for you to imagine it for yourself. But just imagine for a second if customers were being acquired by the dozens or the hundreds or the thousands because of your team. That's what we're talking about here tonight. And that's what I've been talking about so much with my team. Now, the cynic would say, yeah, but if everybody's building a team, who's selling memberships? And that obviously is nonsense, right? I mean, if you have zero people selling memberships, it doesn't matter how many people are on your team. Because anything multiplied by zero is still zero. So it's not about the recruiting. It's what the recruiting allows to happen with the production. See, the production of new subscribers, new members, new families protected is able to be an exponential growth because you have a team of people. But if you have a team that doesn't do anything, then you get really frustrated because you're not getting that exponential growth. Because again, anything times zero is still zero. So, you know, you go through these phases in your business. And I was just talking to my friend Rob about this, who's going through these phases. You know, in phase one, you're like, man, I don't have anybody to talk to. I don't know who to talk to. And Rob, I'm sorry to put you on the spot, but listen, I've had this conversation 100 times. He just happens to be the one I had it with most recently. And if this call was one day later, it would have been somebody else. But Rob, baby, it was you. So here we go. We're talking about this. You know, you get frustrated sometimes because, hey, I don't have anybody to talk to. And really, that's kind of like a lead generation problem. And sometimes it's a real problem, but most of the time it's about evaluating, like, where do we find the people to talk to about the service, to talk about the opportunity? Where are they? And kind of identifying where they are and the different ways we communicate with them. And I'm going to talk about that here because I'm talking about magnetically pulling people towards you. But that's phase one. Most people never make it out of phase one. They just get in phase one and they get frustrated and they decide in their mind that it's an issue with the opportunity or the company or the product. And they move on, they go and they look for a different opportunity, company, and product. And what they find out when they do that is they have the same challenge. Because it's not the company, the opportunity, the product. If you don't know where the people are going to come from that you're going to market your product or service to, whether you have a pizza shop or a Legal Shield business, you are out of business. So since you're here, we might as well solve it here, where the upside is a multi-million dollar business opportunity. But then most people, if they are coachable and they follow the system, they'll come out of phase one and they'll get into phase two. And phase two is where they start attracting the people to their business and they start having so many people to talk to that they panic. And they panic in a way, they say, geez, I don't know how I'm going to get back to all these people. Man, I forgot to talk to this guy. I wasn't organized. And now he's mad or now he's not interested or now he's moved on because I didn't call him back. Or listen, I just flat out forgot. I was in phase two when I was recruiting Mike Washkowitz. And I not only did I forget, like I stood him up because we were meeting. He lives local to me. And we were supposed to meet at a Dunkin' Donuts so I could sign him up. And I just forgot. I wasn't organized. I was in phase two. I was panicking because I had so many people calling me and wanting more information and not knowing the difference between someone who was serious and someone who was just kind of kicking the tires, and I just left them there. And there's a lesson in that too, because some people that you won't lose them. And you know what he did? He actually called Mark Rich's office and said, hey, I was supposed to meet up with this guy. He never showed, but I want to do this business. And I don't know if he died or what happened to him, but if he's dead, can somebody else sign me up for the business? Well, I wasn't dead, so I still signed him up. He's on my front line today. Thank you very much, Mike. I'm sure he's on the call. That's the kind of thing that happens in phase two, though. And then in phase three, because now you start recruiting people, signing them up onto your team, and you get into phase three. And by the way, this doesn't have to be a journey of years and years. I'm just telling you what happens. For some people, this happens over the course of their first 30 days building a team or 90 days or whatever. You get into phase three, and now people are starting to come on. They're starting to join your team. You have associates. And then because, for a variety of reasons, you're not organized on the leadership side. You don't know what is important to plug people into. You don't know how to talk to them and how to lead them. You're not introducing them to the other leaders in the team. For whatever reason, you get this feeling. You're like, wow, I recruited all these people. And by the way, all these people is usually like three people. You say, wow, I recruited all these people. And you know what? I recruited all these people, and they're not doing anything. And then you say to yourself, man, I'm frustrated about this because I worked so hard to get all these people. But now they're not doing anything. And that's phase three. And guess what? If that's where you are, if you have a few people on your team and you think they would be doing more than they're doing, and you're not getting the production you thought you were going to get from them, you're right on track. But then there's phase four. And in phase four, you've been through all of this. You've been through that phase one. I don't know where to find people to talk to. Phase two, I don't know how to get back to all the people that I'm talking to. Phase three, I got people in, but they're not doing anything. I thought they would just take off and run hard. I thought they'd be as serious as I am. I thought they'd be this, that, and the other thing. I thought they'd do it all for me. But then you get into phase four, and phase four is really where it all comes together, where leaders emerge, where people start showing up in your team that are locked into the mission. Equal access to justice, that they're locked into their goals and their whys, that they're locked into how they can leverage this vehicle, this legal show business opportunity, to make their dreams come true, to change their situation financially, to capture their time and gain freedom and choice in their lives. And then they just run. And the challenge is, most people, if they're not being coached, if they don't stay close to the mentors, if they don't stay plugged into the calls like this call, they never get to phase four. And you might say, well, I can't go through all of that. I understand. Recruiting is simple, but it's not easy. Building an international sales team is simple, but it's not easy. Becoming a Millionaire Club member, what to do and how to do it, is simple, but it's not easy. And so here, I want to talk with you this evening, because we have all of these, we have these incredible opportunities that keep presenting themselves. I mean, right now, again, like I said at the beginning of the call, everybody on this call is in a position where you could have your name pulled and you are $5,000 richer for doing something you should do anyway. And you have three times the opportunity if you just do that thing you should do anyway and you just do it a little bit faster. But most people, they don't know how to attract customers to their business, people to their team, and they certainly don't know how to attract leaders. And because they don't know how to attract, because they're not magnetic and they're not attracting these people, they're doing the opposite. Because here's what I want you to understand. You are either attracting what you want or you are pushing it away. And people don't want to hear that. I know that's for sure. I talk to a lot of people, they don't want to hear that. But you are either attracting it or you're pushing it away. It's either coming towards you or it's moving away from you. Nothing is ever still. Nothing is ever not moving. There is no zero. It's either you're getting what you want, you're getting closer to the things that you desire, you're attracting the future that you dream of, or you're pushing it away. So let's make sure you're not pushing it away, so that you're building a team that empowers and protects people by the hundreds and then the thousands and then the tens of thousands. Because that's what happens when you have a team out there protecting people. So let me teach you how to attract people to your business. I'm going to teach you how I learned to attract people to my business, how I use the techniques. You know, Mike Dillard calls this magnetic sponsoring. This is how you get people to come to you. This is how I get people to come to me instead of me chasing after them. Now, let me clarify. What I don't mean is that I sit home and I chant or I have some kind of like magical thought process where I sit here in my office in my house, and I have a beautiful office in my house. I don't sit here And then miraculously the phone rings. And people are just calling and they're saying, I just want to be on your team. Or they're beating on my front door. Is Jim Tanner in there? I heard he's in Legal Shield and I want in. That's not what I mean by attracting. I mean that you have to first overcome the one thing that we all have in common with our prospects, and that is that in the cold market, here's what we have in common with our prospects. They don't know we exist. They don't know Legal Shield exists. They don't know you exist. And then in the warm market, we have people that know we exist, like folks that we know, people that we know, that our family, our friends, our coworkers, our members of our church, people we've known for years. They know we exist. We know each other's name, but they don't know that we can offer a solution to the problems that they have that they're suffering with silently. So let's get into this. I'm going to clear my throat. Sorry about that. I want you to understand that if you want to attract people to you, it all starts with you. And you're the leader of the organization, or you're a leader in training. And a leader in training means maybe, you know, you haven't started your team yet. But you're the leader of the organization. And what you do will speak so loudly, no one is going to care what you say. And this is what I mean. It's not about faking it till you make it. That just drives me wild. Fake it till you make it. No, it's not about faking anything. It's about living it. It's about the attitude of being a leader and being the authority. And I just want you to know, first of all, and I hope you're taking notes tonight, because I'm just gonna drill down into exactly what you need to know. Because this business is 90% mental and 10% execution. So the execution, what to do, we've got training video after training video after training video in our back office. Mark Riches and I and some other leaders, we put together the new Launching Your Business training. And I shot my segments over the weekend, last weekend here at my house. And that's all up. So we know what to do. We can point to a video. But it's 90% mental. And the execution is 10%, and that's the problem. You know, we give somebody a script, people say, well, give me the script, tell me exactly what to do, and I'll do it. Well, that's the challenge there is, we've all got the script, we've all got the how-tos, we've all got the system, but it's the mental, it's the attitude. And remember, again, you're the leader. So here's, number one, you're the leader of the organization. So when I prospect, I'm the authority. When I speak on the phone with somebody, which is, you know, 99% of the people I recruit into my organization, I talk to them over the telephone. And I am the authority on the telephone. I'm the only person that knows what the process is. And I direct people through that process. And I'm not rude, but I am in control. So, for example, if I have an email campaign going, like if I'm doing resumes and I have emails going out to people and that email instructs them to watch the video and then contact me if they're interested, right? I mean, basically, I'm not going to do a whole training on that. But what happens? If you've ever done this, you know, you get a lot of responses from people that didn't watch the video because they are interested in something, which is a good thing, but they didn't watch the video. So they're not really qualified for your time. But I'm never rude about that. I get on the phone with every one of them. I'm so grateful that somebody would put their real name, real phone number, real email address on that contact form because they want to talk to me. And I'm going to honor that. But when I get on the phone, I'm in control. I'm in control because I know what the process is. The process is that I want them to watch the video. I'm not going to explain it all. I'm not going to spend 10 minutes, 15 minutes, 20 minutes explaining our company, our opportunity, our membership. That's not our process. That's not our system. And I know what our process is, and I am the authority. So a lot of times what I see happening is folks that are trying to build a team, and this was definitely me. I got into this issue where people are interviewing me, and I'm talking about, like, asking me questions. I'm not talking about interview like a job interview, because obviously this is a business, not a job. But, like, people are interviewing me, asking me questions, and I find myself answering all their questions, and it's like now they've put me in a corner where now I'm explaining and justifying my business opportunity. But that doesn't happen to me anymore. I learned that that is ineffective, wastes energy, and actually causes you to push away the people that would otherwise join your team. But when you're the authority, people are looking for authority. People are looking to work with somebody that knows what the process is and we'll direct them through the process. So one thing I'll tell you, and this is just a tip, and we work on this here at our house, when being the authority and being kind and being authoritative and kind at the same time, my goal is to never say things like, do me a favor. You ever say that to somebody, do me a favor? But in this, if you understand what we're doing here, people should not be doing you a favor. You're actually doing them a great favor, a great service, a great value by sharing this opportunity with them. So it's not, do me a favor, will you watch this video for me? I mean, I know people say that and people train that, but think about how that positions you as not the authority. We also say, why don't you, a lot. I don't know if that happens in every part of the country, but it's a huge pet peeve of mine around here. Somebody will say, well, why don't you, as kind of like a way to suggest a course of action. And why don't you is just another way that you're not the authority. Hey, why don't you ever start a sentence like that? If you hear yourself doing that, stop doing it. Because you're not the authority when you do that. Just change the sentence. Instead of saying, hey, why don't you go back and watch that video? Which is really, if you think about it and break that down, I know it's, again, common vernacular here in the Northeast where I live. But what it really is kind of condescending to say it like that. It's like you're saying to the other party, give me a reason why you wouldn't. And that's not authoritative or professional. But instead of saying, hey, why don't you go back and watch that video? I say, our process is to have you review that material first. That way, you and I can have a conversation in great detail that will be really valuable and effective. So if you don't mind going back and doing that for me right now, I will be happy to reschedule you for a call. See how I'm professional, but I am the authority. And I'm also not angry that they didn't watch the video, because I know that they don't know the process. Also, I understand my value as the team leader. And you might be saying, you know, I don't have a team yet, but you have tremendous value as a team leader. You are trained. You know what the process is. You know how to navigate people through the process. So when I'm talking to somebody, I am evaluating them. They might be the prospect. They might be the person I want on my team. But make no mistake, I am evaluating whether or not they belong on my team. I'm evaluating them for a spot on my team. They are not evaluating me for whether or not my opportunity is valid. Now, they can determine whether or not it's the fit for them, and that's totally normal. But they are not interviewing me and getting me to justify and getting me to explain my opportunity. Because I know what I'm going to give them. I'm going to give them my heart and my soul. I'm going to be there when they call and text. I'm going to be there to navigate them through. I'm going to be there to instruct them on this journey. I'm going to tell them what they have to do and what to do next. And I'm going to help them when they're stuck. I'm going to point them to the conference calls like this one and training material that will make them better and allow them to build themselves and build a business. And I understand what my time is worth. So when I'm talking to somebody on the phone, I'm evaluating. Are they coachable? Are they listening? Are they professional? Are they optimistic? And if the answer to those questions are no, the call is going to be really short, because I don't need to keep going, because they're not going to be someone that's going to be a fit for my team. And I know what most people would think on this call. You're thinking, well, it's easy for him to say that with a big team. But you don't get a big team unless you are the authority and you conduct your business this way in the first place. My larger point is, I know what my time is worth. I know what level of time and energy I'm going to give them. And I'm not going to beg someone to come and work with me when I hold the solutions to their problems. I'm not one of their problems. I am here with the solution. They don't have any time, I'm the solution. They don't have any money, I'm the solution. So I don't have to beg. I have to be the authority. I have to be in control. I have to know what my time is worth. Also, and I just kind of, I just want to make sure, because I kind of am jumping around a little bit in thoughts, but the other way that I remain the authority is I instruct people on what to do next, and I don't apologize for the process. So I tell them what the process is going to be, that they're going to start their first step training, that they're going to complete it. I collect from them a commitment for when they're going to complete it. We schedule a follow-up while I'm on the phone with them before they start the training. I walk them through over the phone how to set up their account. I make sure they're in their account. I make sure that the video works. I don't just send them a link. I know people do that. You send them a link and you never hear from people again, because you're not the authority. If you email them a link, they're the authority. They have all the control and all the power there, and there's nothing attractive about that. That does not make anybody want to join your team. But I walk them through it. kindly, gently, but clearly that I know what I'm doing. They set up their account, they start on the training, they know when we're going to talk again. I'm only looking for the people that want to be coached. I hope you write that in your notes. We're only looking for people who want to be coached. If they want to do their own thing, they've got to do that in someone else's team. That's my opinion. That's how I feel, because my time is valuable. Next, I, and you should be as well, I feel I am totally responsible for my lead generation. The only place I need to look when my business is slow or my team is small is in the mirror. It isn't anyone else's responsibility to help me find customers. It's up to me. It's not their responsibility. I am 100% responsible for my business. And this is something that came to light. You know, many of you know my story. I was a platinum executive director. I qualified for a year to qualify for platinum. I went on the Iceland trip. We had a great time on the Iceland trip. But to be a platinum with your team means you have to have four or more executive director organizations. And it came to the point where one of our organizations missed executive director, which caused us to no longer qualify for platinum. And that individual was devastated because they felt like they let me down. But the reality is their responsibility is executive director. And this is what I told them. They're responsible for their business. They're not responsible for mine. I'm responsible for my business. And that's true when I was a brand new associate, manager, senior manager, director, senior director, executive director, all the way up to platinum and beyond. Because how you do anything is how you will do everything. So you have to be responsible to yourself for your business. That's magnetic. That attracts people. People want to be around someone like that. So be responsible. Hey, listen, if I don't find customers, that's not a reflection on the business potential. It's not, people do that. They say, well, you know, I couldn't find anybody. And they'll say, well, Legal Shield doesn't work. Well, people are joining Legal Shield every single day, signing up for the membership. Hundreds, some days thousands, some days multiple thousands. People are joining the opportunity every day. So it's not a reflection on the business. If I don't find customers today, that's up to me. If I don't find customers when other people are signing up customers and they're in the same business I'm in, who's responsible? And by the way, if I don't use my membership, who's responsible? You know, I get on this call every single week and I talk with you about using your membership. You want to sell more memberships? Use your membership. Because your belief, it is magnetic. People will come to you. People that use their membership are magnetic to people that need our membership. I know many don't want that to be true because for some reason we feel like there's people listening to this call right now, and I love you all so much, and there's some brand new people that are like, well, who is this guy? And this is, listen, I said 2020 was going to be the year I was going to keep it real for everybody. And maybe next Thursday, someone else will be hosting this call and you'll know that that was too real. But this is me. I'm keeping it real because I love you guys so much. And there's a lot of people out there that think the shortcut is to go sell a membership and they've never used their membership. The shortcut is to use your membership. The shortcut is get your will done. And if you had a will when you signed up as a member, get it updated. Have them look over some legal documents that you have before you sign them. Ask some questions. Use your membership. Those apps should be on your phone, and you should know how to use them and demonstrate them. That's what makes you magnetic. People that say, well, you know, I haven't been able to find anybody, they say things. They say, well, I haven't been able to find anybody that wants it, or I did some presentations, and they just, you know, no one seems to understand. And I'm just thinking, like, the presentation is the presentation. There's nothing magnetic about the presentation. That's information. There's no emotion in that information. The emotion, see, the presentation is for the logical part of people's brain. But people don't buy on logic. They buy on emotion. And the emotional part of the presentation is when you tell people how you have used your membership. So make sure you're using your membership. I mean, I just want you to get this. I just want you to get this. I used to watch Dave Savula stand on the stage, and Dave Savula is no longer with us. And many of you, because you're new, you never had a chance to be in his presence. But the man radiated belief, not just in Legal Shield, the product, but also the opportunity, but in each and every one of us individually. And whether I was in a room with him with 20 other people or 20,000 other people, I felt like he could see potential in me. But I would also see he would be so frustrated because he could see how simple, not easy, but how simple our business is if people will follow the system. And at the center of everything we do, our North Star is the membership. Not for the other person. It's not the North Star for the customer. It's your North Star. It's my North Star. And the customer borrows our belief. They're attracted to it. And that's why they sign up. And it's as simple as that. But there's so many people, again, that want to sidestep that most important critical element. So people that use their membership attract people that need our membership, and they sell more memberships. People that sell memberships are earning commission. So when you're out there and you're marketing memberships and earning commission, you know what that does? That makes you a magnet to people that are looking for an opportunity. Now you're just, because you're earning income, maybe you have a job and this is a side income, it's a part-time income, maybe you wanted to work from home. I mean, everybody wants to work from home, call their own shots, be their own boss, and now you're earning income from a home-based business. That just radiates out into the universe. I mean, you put it out there, you might not be able to see it, but the universe can feel it. And all of a sudden, you find yourself saying, well, where do these people come from? It seems like people are just showing up that need a membership. It seems like people are just showing up that want to join the business. You're attracting them to you because you're doing the right things. I mentioned earlier Mike Dillard's magnetic sponsoring, and I've got a copy of it here. One of the very first books on the subject I ever read, and it's old. It's from 2008 is the copy I have, tattered up copy, but I just thought I would talk a little bit about some of the traits of a leader. And I just couldn't say them any better than they were in this training. So let me just share this with you real quick. Traits of a leader. First of all, they offer tremendous amounts of value to others. They offer tremendous amounts of value to others. Think about the value that you can offer with this incredible membership and your own stories. Your stories about member perks like you heard tonight. Your stories about how your membership has saved you time, money, headaches, heartaches. That's the value that you can offer, and the value of the opportunity. You can open the door to somebody to start their own business with advanced commissions and ongoing residuals and bonuses and trips and everything we talk about on these calls. The door that you open to that, what a tremendous value. Another trait of leaders is they love themselves. They really see themselves as valuable and resourceful and helpful to other people. They protect and they love the people that matter the most to them. You know, I've never seen a successful leader in our organization, and I've met so many millionaires at this point. I've never met one that doesn't love, honor, and respect their spouse, their children, their friends, speak highly of everyone, and then always conduct themselves with the highest integrity. Which, by the way, is the exact opposite of what I was told as a child it would be like if I was around wealthy, successful people. I have found them to be the most generous. They always radiate positive energy and optimism. Again, true. Every single person I've ever met in this business is positive and optimistic and sees the best in all of us and challenges us to be the best version of ourselves. They respect themselves, their bodies. They take care of themselves. And they do what the majority is unwilling to do. And I think Mike Dillard really hits it on the head with that one. They do what the majority is unwilling to do. And again, understand, you're not looking for people to be a part of the majority with you. You're looking for the people that are willing to be coached and are willing to get outside of their comfort zone and are looking for something different than what most people can offer. That's what you're looking for, and that's what's available to all of us today. Make sure that you're attracting those types of people into your business. And again, I'll just go through a few things because also, Mike Dillard talks about, he talks about the traits of a leader, but then he compares and shows the similarities, traits of a master recruiter, because you could be a great leader, a politician, great statesman, great leader of a nonprofit, but not necessarily a recruiter. But listen to some of these natural common qualities of the top recruiters that he's ever met in our type of business. First of all, abundance mentality. And look at all of the people that say, there's so much more that we can do. There's so much more that's available. I've never met anyone in Legal Shield that's a Millionaire Club member that thinks that we have even touched the surface of what's possible, and that we should have a 10x, 20x, 30x experience in Millionaire Club members. And that's you. That's the people listening to this call tonight that will be those Millionaire Club members. He says they never come from a frame of need. They never need to sponsor someone. They don't need people to join them. Because when you need something from someone, you're automatically supplicating to them and giving them the power. And remember, we talked about being magnetic and attractive and having the authority. And if you don't have the power in a given situation, then you're not the leader. Any feelings of need are crushed by living in a frame or mindset of limitless abundance. Abundance of money, prospects, opportunity. When you live in abundance, you do not fear loss or failure. He also goes on to say that the top recruiters are unconcerned with criticism. When you're the leader, some people will feel insecure and blame you for all of their problems. Some people will resent you. That's what they do, though. And it's the only option available to them when they're unwilling to take responsibility for their own life circumstances. But like we talked about tonight, be totally personally responsible for your business. And remember, as I just go through a few more of these, there's pages of these top commonalities of top recruiters. Here's another one. You dictate the terms, and isn't that what we talked about already? You're not mean, you're assertive. If other people want to interact with you, it's on your terms. And we call this posture in our business. You're willing to say no. You know you can't please everyone, but it doesn't matter because you live in a frame of abundance. You give instructions like the quarterback or the head coach. You protect and you serve those who follow you. Your goal is to uplift and improve the lives of those around you, not because you feel obligated, but because you deeply desire to do so. You take risks, but once again, recognize there really is no such thing as risk when you live in a mind state of abundance. You use a strong, confident voice, and you control the conversation. You tend to speak with a relaxed authority and aren't afraid to interrupt the other person. And I could go on and on and on. My question to you, though, ladies and gentlemen, as you're building your business, is are you being as attractive to people as you can be? Can you identify ways that you are valuable to the community around you so that you can begin to attract these people into your life? And I don't mean begin someday, but I mean begin today, right now, to know what it feels like to have people that interact with you alongside of interacting and learning about the opportunity and saying, this is a great opportunity, and I can't wait to work with him or her. That's what happens. That's why when somebody looks at our Legal Shield opportunity, which is a phenomenal opportunity, it's a phenomenal opportunity. But the question is, what else do you get with the opportunity? What makes it more than just another opportunity? What makes it leap off the page and jump off the screen? The leader, the organization, the system, the people that you get to align with and associate with and surround yourself with, the system you can leverage and the people that you can plug into, the training that is around you and the willingness of people to develop you, that's what you get alongside of this incredible opportunity. Ultimately, the opportunity is the opportunity, but the opportunity in your hands as the leader, making it come to life, and that also goes for the membership. Sitting down and doing a presentation, because addition is important. Adding members to your book of business today and tomorrow is incredibly important. Don't miss that point. We want you to add people to your business. No, there's no part of this call where I said stay home and don't do any business because we don't want to protect any families ourselves. Protect families while you're building your team because your team will multiply your efforts. They won't do it for you. You don't get to recruit a few people and then lay in a hammock and they fan you and feed you grapes and go and make all the sales. Your team is a reflection of you. They are your image. If you believe in your membership, use your membership, radiate that belief, you're going to attract other people like that. They're going to join the business and they're going to duplicate that. And that duplication will grow and foster growth from coast to coast. If you treat this business casually, and you're not coachable, and you take shortcuts that you think will get you there faster, but ultimately will cost you and punish you, then you will have a small team or no team, And that will not multiply at all. And it won't go from coast to coast. It'll just be you. And you'll be frustrated. You might say things like, this isn't working. Nobody's doing anything. But then I remind you to look in the mirror. Like I had to remind myself so many, many times in the beginning of building this team. Let me wrap it up like this, because I've used a lot of time. I just want to be honest with all of you. I had to become a millionaire before Legal Shield paid me $1 million. And the becoming of a millionaire is a process that I went through, and it's not really time that makes the big difference. It's effort, energy, focus, intentionality. Calls like the one you're on this evening. Calls like the one on Monday morning. Whether you're in Business Solutions or not, if you're going to build a team, don't you want to know what we're saying to your Business Solutions team every Monday morning? Don't you want to be able to use the same language and same words and the same terms when you're talking to people about the employee benefits opportunity that we talk about on Monday mornings? You can hear that and absorb it. Being plugged into our conferences, our live trainings like Super Saturday events, being plugged into the opportunities to grow and learn more, reading 10 pages of a good book every single day, like our book of the month, listening to audios in our back office, plugging into trainings, listening to them again and again and again. Every day, I'm listening to training videos, and some of them are me, weirdly enough, now, as I've continued on my journey here with the company. But I'm listening to training videos while I'm working on other things, just having it around me, letting it seep into me while I'm doing other activities that need to get done, like answering emails. Sometimes I'm just spending quiet time and reflection, learning from the mentors and the masters that came before me in video, audio, and book form. Nobody becomes a millionaire in Legal Shield by accident. Nobody becomes a six-figure ring earner by accident. It's all done intentionally. And the great news is, it's none of it has been done secretly. Everybody who came before you, everybody who climbed the mountain ahead of you, has left a clear trail. And not only do they ask you to follow the system and follow the trail, but they cheer you on while you go. They believe that your victories continue to grow everybody's victories that come after you. And they're right. What you do is important. Marketing memberships, using your membership, mastering the presentation, but informing that presentation with your personal stories of how you've used the service yourself. Using member perks and telling that story alongside it. That's important. Being busy and being focused and proactively busy, protecting families, incredibly important. Sharing the opportunity multiplies those efforts that you make in marketing memberships. And what you do is more important now than ever. Now more than ever. On this day, March 5th, 2020, more than ever, we need people to be protected with Legal Shield and ID Shield. Now more than ever. People need an opportunity to earn an extra income from home or to totally convert to a career where they can own their own home-based business, now more than ever. What you do is important, and it's noble, and it's worth doing well. Be the authority. Be the professional. Attract to you every single thing that you need to have a massively successful business. And while you're at it, go out there and capture that PC Pro bonus program for yourself. Let us celebrate you as one of the $5,000 winners. That'll be a great addition to all of our success stories here in the month of March. Thank you for joining me here on our Thursday evening leadership call. Good night.